I just walked out from being arrested, processed, and arraigned. And I'm specifically going to read this statement. If anyone needs a printed copy, you can have it. Because there is a troubling trend developing here in the Capital Region. It is a coordinated backlash from city council members, DAs, and law enforcement. And that coordinated effort happens to be against the recent protests about racial inequality, structural violence, and poverty. This effort is an abuse of power. It is fear-mongering and intimidation. It is an attempt to maintain the status quo, to deter others from protesting, and to prevent any further progress that we might achieve. The people of this country have a right to peacefully demonstrate and protest without fear of government retaliation, or so we thought. This attack on protesters is an attack on our First Amendment rights, our free speech and assembly. It is an attack on our democracy. You know, that thing we're supposed to be so proud of here in the United States, right? I'm here for all of us. People across race, gender, sexual orientation, geographic location, country of origin, different abilities, and any other way y'all want to put us in a box. This isn't about dividing us, it's about us being united. United to reach the tomorrow that we all deserve. One of freedom and justice and the opportunity for all of us, not just some of us, not just a few people, not certain groups of people, but all of us. What we are seeing right now here in the Greater Capital Region, because Saratoga is a part of the Greater Capital Region, but it is also happening in other cities, is also happening across the state and across the nation. And something that the United States happens to condemn when it happens in other countries. People are demanding justice. People are demanding transformative change. And there are those who seek to stop them, those who happen to be in positions of power. And some in positions of power are ignoring the pleas for justice and demanding our silence. Activists, advocates, and organizers everywhere are being targeted and arrested in an attempt to deny them and the people of rights of free speech and assembly, which sends a very particular message that those currently in positions of power are willing to abuse their positions to maintain their power. What we are seeing in real time is government retaliation. In a country that condemns such things when it happens someplace else, that calls for justice when it happens someplace else, but it's happening right here, right now, in Albany, in Schenectady, in Saratoga. We're not standing for it. We expect the same First Amendment rights as everybody else, and we're going to continue to stand for them.
First of all, to start off, arrest. I was arrested unlawfully pulled over for so-calledly being on my phone and then told because I had an air freshener in my window. I didn't know that an air freshener was illegal in New York State, and I also did not know that an air freshener being in your window meant that you had to have two cop cars pull you over for that. Tell me that's justice and tell me that's fair. It's not fair at all. I was proceeded to have been left in the cop car for about 45 minutes. It was a warm day with my hands behind my back in handcuffs. Once again, this is supposedly about something that happened over 2 months ago. I was also arrested additionally with some charges stemming from going to a city council meeting and the people of the city council and the chief crooks not wanting to hear what I had to say. I didn't know it was against the law to speak against wrongdoings. I didn't know it was against the law to go to a public meeting in a town that I live in for 27 years. I didn't know that. I'm learning these new things every single day. I also didn't know that it was okay to grab up children, to bruise my baby mother's ribs, throw her down with five officers manhandling her like she was a man, like she was a grown man. She's about 5 foot tall. It's this big. And slamming her up. There was 3 to 5 women officers who were there, female women officers, who were out there. They decided to not use the women officers to arrest women. They wanted grown, big men, burly men, to arrest women. Where was this aggression when those two men, decided to commit murder and beat that man down on Caroline Street a month ago? They beat the man to death. He died. I didn't hear any outrage about this death. We were outraged about this death. We were going to do a press conference about that death, and we should have, because the city never did. This is blatant political attack and political ploys that you can clearly see. It's clear as day. This is the same thing that's been going on for years. They didn't even come up with anything new. It's the same exact strategies that they use to shut down people who are freedom fighters and fighting for justice for all, fighting for the marginalized, fighting for queer folk, fighting for trans folk, fighting for black folk, fighting for all people who are held back, poor white people. It's not just about black people. Black Lives Matter is not just about black people. People need to understand that as well. We're out here fighting the injustices that go on with anybody in our community. We say no more. We want justice for Daryl Mount. This is what Saratoga Springs is about. This is what we are protesting for. If had Daryl Mount not been beaten and the investigation lied about that never happened, and the police acting the way they are when we asked them about investigation or about Daryl Mount, we would never be here in the beginning. Saratoga Black Lives Matter wouldn't be existing right now if it wasn't for the fact that we had justice for Daryl Mount. It was shown that Greg Veach lied to the media, to you guys, lied to you. He lied. He sent emails saying that things didn't happen. Sent an email saying my guys didn't do anything before he even did an investigation. The whole city, the whole state should be concerned about a death of a young boy that's never been resolved.
And it doesn't make police chief that says I will use 130 years of my existing power to stop protesters.
We didn't even get to that point yet.
Where is Saratoga's outrage about a police chief that says I will use 130 years of my privilege and power to stop people from speaking in public?
I don't think people have to say much about seeing it, because we see what he's doing with his 130 of power. I just got out of I was in a box for 8 hours. I was refused medical care. I was refused to speak to my lawyer. My lawyer was refused to be able to come see me. That is against the law. They also are now holding my phone and refusing to give me my phone as well, holding my property. They are trying to execute me personally because I am one of the main leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. They are trying to bring down the rest of Saratoga Black Lives Matter as well. They are trying to bring down all of us as well. That's the only groups that they seem to be focused on, the groups that are actually making changes in the community. Tell me that it makes sense. And where is the outrage from the Democrats? Where is the outrage from these so-called independents that say that they're here for everybody?
For democracy.
Where is Robin Dalton, who says she's against injustice and inequality? Robin Dalton was just out here protesting about 2 weeks ago with Joe Seaman and everybody else in the Democratic Committee. Where is she at? I believe Robin Dalton has something to do with this. Robin Dalton is running for mayor. This is a GOP / independent party political ploy, political assassination on Black Lives Matter activists. They want us quiet and they want us to shut down. We refuse to be shut down. We refuse to shut up. Until justice for Daryl Mount happens, we will continue to be out here. I think I said that before. I think we've said that a million times. We've been out here for 16 months now. 16 months. And it's 6 years since then. If this is the point, why have we not been arrested for the last 16 months? Why, the moment that we hit the streets, or the moment that we hit a sidewalk, or the moment that we hit a park, do you not arrest us that moment? Why did they sit here and congratulate Black Lives Matter Saratoga and tell us thank you in this last city council meeting for all the good that we've been doing in the community and our community service, meaning our Narcan trainings that we did? The police don't even do Narcan training for the community. Do you know that? With that, the millions of dollars they haven't done one Narcan training. Do you know that they also do not have a community service set up at all for the police? The police said that they've been speaking about maybe coming up with some kind of community things to do for the community. We don't speak about it. We do. We take action. What we've been doing for the last 2 months is nothing but community events. We haven't touched the streets or protested in any way whatsoever besides being on the sidewalk for our vigil for Daryl Mount, a young boy who got murdered by SSPD. No justice, no peace.